the Red Spotlight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Would it make it better if I choose to stay? Would it make it better if I choose to go?
Money.
Known as the Beautiful Red, you guys. Of course, that was Chantel Sings, Minnesota's very own KMOJ radio show host. Make sure you guys go and tune in with her and all of the team, Q Bear Baker and all of them over there at KMOJ. Remember, it's always collaboration over competition. We support each other. Shout out to KMOJ, one of Minnesota's biggest movements here. But tonight, I am the Red. On the Red Spotlight, powered by For the Record Radio. Make sure you guys are tuning in with us live on all social media platforms, 929-477-2425, where you can talk to us live. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with me tonight, doing something just a little bit different. Remember, I have so many different avenues that I like to touch bases with. So instead of us only covering music artists this season on For the Record Radio, we want to make sure that we are touching bases with all independent artists, including those who you wouldn't normally consider as an artist. Remember, art is anything creatively expressive, not just music. So with that being said, tonight's guest is someone that I would call a serial entrepreneur, something that you really have to tap into when they say you out there on your grind. You got to wear more than one hat. So my next guest is not only a model like myself, but he is on TV, taking over the airwaves. You guys can catch him in places like People's Magazine. You can catch him on shows like Power. Make sure you guys are tuning in with no other than Andre Bellows. Tonight, my special guest, I look so forward for you guys to get to know him. I've been stalking his social medias all day, and I look forward so much to digging into his business. So furthermore, For the Record Radio, powered by no other than Fly Gaza himself. Make sure you guys are tuning in with us. But tonight, Andre, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Baby, welcome to my show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to you for sharing the platform, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the platform with us. First and foremost, we definitely want to thank you for stopping in tonight. For the Record is mainly an independent artist radio show where we kind of cater to the independent artists who are trying to make it into mainstream. So we appreciate those of you guys who have crossed over and come back to still reach those lending hands. So thank you so much for what you're not only doing for your own career, but what you're helping to do for others. So congratulations from us to you. We just definitely want to give you your flowers.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I was not expecting that. That is very, very sweet. I'm really humbled at your kind words and your sweet words of encouragement. And I just can say thank you to you and the listeners for taking this journey with me. It's been a long one. It has not been easy, but we still on our way and we're going to get there.
Okay. Well, is it okay? What did they call you? Do they call you Dre when you at home, or what is your nickname?
My friends call me Dre. My family just calls me Andre. But yeah, I mean, I pretty much answer to whatever. You know, ain't no, okay. I'm not too serious about it.
Okay. Well, Dre, I hope that we can become friends. So I'm gonna start off.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to meet you, baby. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. Once you become family with For the Record, know that we will always check in with you. So let's start there. Take us back to your story. Tell me where you came from. Where are you from? Where did this all start?
So I grew up in a blended family. My dad was from Greece. My mom was from El Salvador. And my dad had two kids from a previous marriage and then three with my mom. So my older brother and sister are full Greek, and me and my younger brother and sister are mixed. And, you know, it just was a normal what we thought was normal, because we didn't know any better or anything else, but just a normal family. And I always wanted to be in show business. I always wanted to be in the entertainment business. My earliest memory of it is probably about 5 years old. I would tell people at my mom's job, she would like work at a hot dog shop in those days. And I would be like, I want to be a movie star. So I don't know why I wanted to be that or do that. But yeah, I just always wanted to be in the entertainment business. So I'm definitely living my dreams. And, you know, I came up normal, like anybody else, middle class parents. My mom was a stay-at-home mom in the beginning, and then she worked different odd jobs. She went to cosmetology school by trade, but she did so many things over her career. My dad sold pickles out of a truck, so it's kind of some interesting stuff here, but no one in my family.
You come up on a hustling family. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, no one in my
dollar don't determine the dollar. How you make that dollar and keep it, that's what matters.
Yeah.
So at least you came from a humble beginning, and they were teaching you that hustle early on.
Yeah, no, you know what? I didn't see it that way at the time, but now looking back, I definitely miss those days in a way, to an extent, and I do appreciate it. And, you know, it was just normal folks. No one in my family is or was in show business. And I just came up doing, like, the local plays and musicals and stuff. And I dropped out of college to pursue acting in 2010. Okay. And I started as an extra. And, you know, I just worked my way up from there, met some people and had some photo shoots, and I signed with an agency, and I went on a couple auditions here and there, and sometimes I book and sometimes I don't, but, you know, that's pretty much, I guess you would say, how I got to be where I'm at now.
Okay. Humble beginnings. Create a humble.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So you come from the suburbs of Chicago. I myself am also a fellow Hispanic mixed girl. So you know, I feel like we come from a different culture too, though. So it allows us that blended, allows you to be open to people as you grow up, and that kind of sets your tone for being an entertainer, because we come through a lot of diversities. So congratulations on starting from the bottom, and now you finally here.
Thank you so much.
We got to keep it humble, you guys. Make sure you are tuning in with us over at Fortune Record Radio. We are live with Andre Bellows. Bell, even though we're actors, we're models, we do other things, we like music too, though. So we are on the radio. So tell the people what kind of music you listen to. Do you make your own music? Are you into that type of stuff?
You know what? I am actually, before I got into acting in my 20s, I was doing some music, and I love music. I love performing. I love dancing. Dancing is one of my passions. One of my idols growing up was Michael Jackson. And the type of music I like is all kinds of music. I'm just a fan of good music. I like all genres of music, from country to classical to gangster rap to pop to disco to everything in between. So I just love music, and it's really the soundtrack to our lives.
You can lie, I can't make it. We can do the heartbreaks, we can do the love songs, we can do the happy. Ain't nothing wrong with the happy birthday. If you didn't do the happy birthday to you, it wouldn't be a regular birthday party without some music to it, right?
Absolutely, and Stevie Wonder is one of my idols.
Okay. You know what? There's nothing other like classic music. Now, music nowadays, like, I'm a radio show host, so I feel like I'm open. I love, like you said, I love rock. I love country. I listen to stuff that people would have no idea. I listen to Bali music, all kind of stuff.
Right.
All kind of things, just to keep that. What if it catches my ear, I'm going to listen to it. If you're playing something and somebody is listening to something, I know I'm going to, you know, it's going to make me want to tap in. So I'm glad that you're open to different genres of music. That leaves you open to be able to be, you're really cute. You need to play somebody's boyfriend in a music video. I'm putting that out there, Dre. Okay, I'm putting that out there. Lady,
I receive it.
If you have not seen what this man looks like, matter of fact, let me not even just limit you to nobody. People in general, in all of the communities, if you have not seen what this man looks like, okay, he is Go and hop on his social media platforms, okay? He is giving everything sexy on TV. Ain't nothing wrong
God
with
bless
being
you.
Able to look at him and give him a love, okay?
That's pretty good.
He's a little eye candy, y'all. Now, I need to see him in a music video. I need to see him walking down the aisle with somebody or something. Now, y'all know he's acting already, so he's good to go. And when he put that outfit on, y'all know what they say. Ain't nothing like a man in uniform, okay? Look, I'm over here shooting my shot with people. You know, that's how we got to do it. But guess what, Dre? We got some callers on the line, so that means you got some people who would like to talk to you tonight. Going to take a few callers with me?
Of course.
Okay. You guys, make sure you don't hang up. Tune in with us, 929-477-2425. We are live with Andre Bellows. Make sure you guys tune in with us live at For the Record Radio on all social media platforms. And I am the model known as The Beautiful Red. You can catch me live right after this interview. I'll be going live on IG if you guys have any further questions or anything you want to talk to us about tonight. Let's take our first caller tonight, Dre. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from? Caller, you are live. 929-477-2425. Make sure you tune in. 29, you're live. You got to unmute your calls, you guys, when you call in. The second we release your call, you are live. Make sure you guys are tuning in as soon as we release your call when you hop on. The airwaves are live. We can hear you. But, Carla, I can't hear you talking right now, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Dre, we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back, you guys.
Cam, you going crazy.
Love me, love me, kiss and hug me. No one do me like you does it. No one do it like you does it. Love it. Ooh. Ooh. Nah, nah. Ooh. Love me, kiss and hug me. No one does it like you do. I've been trying to get with you. Trying to talk it through. You've been running,
you've been running,
you've been running,
you've been running.
Don't you run,
don't you run,
don't you run.
Girl, you stuck with,
girl, you stuck with,
girl, you stuck with.
Talking crazy, I put my dick out, hold on. Giving you something to hold on. Don't go wrong, wait, baby, what did we go wrong? You say I'm wild, I'm listening, I don't pay attention, I'm always acting different. Why you cussing loud in front of people I don't fuck with? Why you tripping? Why you even around, yo? Give me distance. Grab your drink, you always sipping.
They put me, bitches try to pull up on me, she mad I ain't letting, nigga fuck the bride. out to smoke again. Been sold up to Brizzy, boy, I done, we finna spin again. They would rather see me 6 feet deep, I ain't gon' let them win. I know they don't wanna see my pockets like a settlement. I know they don't wanna see my pockets big like elephant. Watch them niggas trying way too hard just to be relevant. They say don't attack up in that snow, but shit's my element. Niggas bout the business, suit and tie, pop out, we elegant. Two up in the sky, bitch, raise it high, let dumb bitch wonder why. I know these niggas mad at me, I'm coast to keep the heat on me. They gon' do whatever for an image just to link with me. Diamonds wet just like a faucet, boy, I got that sink on me. Decorate a face, vitamin D, it ain't no Maybelline. I'm rockin' off-white, two cuts, right with the beam. You ran from her and him, sure as hell gon' trip out me. Ice, go away, at least that's what my haters say. I'm just tryna make a wish, if they hate on me every day. Fuck all the excuses, gotta grind, I gotta get this cake. I've been on the road for days, only feel at home on stage. I keep my heart on ice, I'm smoking dope until I fade away. Bitch, I feel like Dennis, I ain't your average civilian. Menace to society, that's just the group they put me in. Bitches try to pull up on me, she mad I ain't let in. Nigga, fuck sobriety, I'm stoned, but I still smoke again. Been sold up to Brizzy, boy, I done, we finna spin again. They would rather see me 6 feet deep, I ain't gon' let them win. I know they don't wanna see my pockets like a settlement. I know they don't wanna see my pockets big like elephants.
Ice out element and McLovin Dumb. Make sure you guys are tuning in with those two Minnesota artists. They out there going crazy. They might be listening on one of my shows here. So now I'm just playing. Oktoberfest is coming up. Make sure you guys tune in with me and no other than Duke Dizzy himself with Maintaining Entertainment. Make sure you guys shout out to Big Bottle Wana and Todd Owl and them. Blue, everybody who just got back off a tour from Mississippi, make sure you guys are tuning in with them over at the Red Sea. Maintaining Entertainment got a couple of shows getting ready to go live for Halloween, y'all. Don't want to miss out. Y'all know I be going crazy. Sometimes I be outside a little naked for Halloween, but it's always a good deal. What you got planned going on for Halloween this year, Dre?
I think I'm going to hit up a couple Halloween parties. I'm definitely going to dress up, probably party in Chicago, and I'm thinking about going to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois.
Okay. I got a couple friends out of Chicago. We might have him slide in your DM, see if we can link up.
Yes,
now, I got
ma'am.
Some stuff getting ready to soon. I'm actually shooting season two of my 2B series out there. Shout out to Randolph and the crew. You guys shot by the guys' films where we are Blue Dreams for season two, which is a hood story. It's surrounded about the takeover of the little blue pills nowadays. So we just bring it to light, some light to some things that are going on in our communities with the little, you know, little hood and little community behind it, just to bring some awareness. So I do want to talk to you about that. I did see online and listed that you are also a community activist and that you have some nonprofits and other things that you are involved in. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. That's really my proudest work. I started an initiative, an independent one, back in 2017 called Do the Right Thing. And this basically just meant I was traveling state to state, shedding light on different not-for-profit organizations. And it began to grow, and we started to branch out in other parts of the United States. And the message is pretty simple and clear. Volunteering is cool, and we want people to come out and volunteer and donate their time. I know, especially as a young person, we're always looking to secure the bag, but I think it's also really great to give your time and to be of service. And that's pretty much what this is all about. There's a shortage of volunteers, and even more so since the pandemic. So I really would love everybody to go out there and volunteer.
Absolutely. If you guys are looking for volunteer opportunities, make sure you guys tune in with us. We always have some things up our sleeves if we can help you find anything. And if you guys have any information and you are looking for volunteers, don't feel sorry. Make sure you guys are tuning in with us at For the Record. Slide into our DMs. Me, Flock, Haiti, Smiles, any of them. We are always open to help the community. I don't care where it is, what it is. Remember, we are not just based in one state. I'm here in Minnesota, but we got each other over there in New York. We got Florida. We got Iowa. We got everything on lock, you guys. So wherever you need us, the support is here. Even if it's just online or digitally, promo goes a long way. don't be afraid to scream that you need some help or that you guys are trying to put some help out there. So, Andre, I definitely want to say thank you for your community services that you are doing on top of being an entertainer. Like, people don't realize it's needed to give back. It's needed to give back. Even when you're trying to climb those scales and get somewhere for yourself, you need those helping hands because those are the people who are going to love you and support you for free.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what else you got going on? What do you have coming up in the near future? What are you currently working on? Where can they catch you at? What are you doing nowadays?
Well, I definitely want to say congratulations to the writers who just reached a deal with the AMPTP, so they are no longer on strike. Unfortunately, us actors are still on strike, and we're hoping to reach a deal very soon. But outside of that, I went to the iHeartRadio Music Festival last month in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was held at the T-Mobile Arena, and that was a blast. And I am now influencing for a few fragrance brands like Spice Bomb by Victor and Rolf, Polo by Ralph Lauren, and Azaro, and these are esteemed global brands, and I'm really excited for them to help me bring my message not only in the United States, but all over the world.
Yes. Congratulations, baby. Shout out to all of those brands. You guys definitely picked a gem. You look like you smell good, too. That worked out.
Thank you, baby.
You look like you smell good. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Like, the stuff that you are out here doing, people do not know when it comes to modeling. Like, it is bigger than just being cute. Like, it really is. It really, really is. So, you are building your credentials. You are put your caps on. Not just one hat. You put your caps on. Congratulations, Dre, on everything that you have coming in. You definitely sound like you deserve it, and we wish you nothing but great success from us over here at For the Record.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for saying that. I really appreciate that, sis.
Of course. So, if you had to give some advice as an up-and-coming actor, what would you tell somebody who wants to hop into the business, who may not have the support, or who just wants to be able to, you know?
I would really just say,
world.
Yeah, you know, I would really just say, really make sure you have a passion for it. Really make sure it's something you want to do, because if it's something you have a passion for, then nothing will stop you. And that's really the kind of attitude you have to have. It's not just show, it's also business. So you really got to go out there and put your best foot forward and be business savvy at the same time. And that can be a little tricky and a little difficult. So I would really just say for anybody, any young person or anybody in general wanting to get involved in the entertainment business, I would say really make sure you have a passion for it. And if you do, nothing will stop you. And really know that it's a business and take the steps necessary to make your dreams a reality. I wish I could break it down better, but I hope that answered your question.
No, it definitely does. So, like I said, follow your heart and make sure you got some passion behind it. I mean, that would be my best advice as well, you guys. If you are looking to get into the entertainment business in any avenue, just make sure it's something that you want to do. Longevity comes with passion. Like, longevity comes with passion. You have to love what you're doing, because it will come a time where you're tired of it. It will come a time where you are tested and you don't want to get up and act. You don't want to get up and model. Nobody wants to take pictures all the time. So when you put yourself into that world and you're contracted to now do things, sometimes you got to get up and do what you got to do, even though you may not be having the best of days. But once you get behind that camera, do you not feel better? I promise you, I can be having the worst day in the world, and that camera come on, and the smile comes out, and the hair flips, and we good to go. Everything else that's wrong goes away.
I know that's right.
Light camera action, like they said, sometimes to be an entertainer. You got entertainer written all over you.
Thank you.
I stop telling people to stop calling themselves actors or calling themselves singers or rappers. You're never one thing. You're never one thing. So nowadays, it's okay for you to express yourself in more than one avenue. So I love when I see people who are trying to find their passion, whether that's acting, modeling, or all of that together, singing, hosting. I feel like being a serial entrepreneur really nowadays is the way to go, because it not only keeps your face out there, but it keeps you fresh. It keeps you on people's minds. And it allows different people in different areas, avenues, because you're not just an international star. You're a super, super international star, okay? So people are watching you from all over the world, not just here in the Americas anymore. So congratulations to that, for tapping those areas, all of the campaigns and stuff that you have coming up. Is there anything that we should particularly look out for that you want us to not miss?
You know what? I just want everybody to rejoice and share with each other this holiday season. And I just want everybody to know that it's okay, and to not take yourself as seriously, and to be more forgiving. And I think it would definitely make the world a better place if we all did a little bit of that.
Okay. Well, let's push the narrative for this season, you guys. I am actually the owner of Collaboration Over Competition, the hashtag for MN. So that is a narrative that I try to push here at For the Record Radio. I would love if you would join that movement with us. And Collaboration Over Competition is simply the statement of saying we can all be that. We can all be him, her, them, me, she, whatever we have to be, but it's okay to stand by somebody and be able to push that narrative, and it doesn't take away from you. So Collaboration Over Competition, you are more than welcome to join our movement here at For the Record. We would love to have you.
I would love to.
Thank you so much, Dre. Y'all heard him right here. My newest member of Collaboration Over Competition. Make sure you guys are pushing your narrative. Make sure you are pushing the people standing next to you. It's okay to share, like, subscribe. It's not going to stop anything that you're doing. You can't ask for support if you're afraid to give it. Make sure you guys stay tuned in with us for the Record Radio. Fly Guys Will Approve. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and this is the Red Spotlight. Tonight, we are featuring Andre Bellows himself, you guys. You got a caller on the line, Dre. Somebody wants to talk to you. You ready? We missed our first one, but so this time, you know, when we go live, y'all, we need to make sure y'all on the line. But no, Carla, who are you and where are you calling from?
This your boy, Zero Smiles, BX Borough, South Florida, stand up. I am For the Record's number one hippie, a.k.a. the best stone on For the Record. And the host of your Weed Pals every Wednesday night right here on For the Record Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's up, beautiful rat?
What's up, smile?
Yeah, you see how to add on some more titles. I had to add on some more titles, you know.
Right, it is some characters on For the Record Radio. We have myself, the Beautiful Red, of course, Black Kaiser. We have Uncle Different, Zero Smiles, King Miami, Haiti the Great, and Swabble ADTMG. Smiles is our residential hippie. Like he said, he is everything cannabis. So on Wednesday,
yep.
Him and King Miami have a show that is clearly surrounded by the cannabis. You know what I'm saying? They get a little tooted and booted.
I love it.
Smiles,
we all need a little.
Listen, it's high life over dry life.
That's right.
But I do got a question, because you were supposed to pull up. He was supposed to pull up on the Weed Files, but we're not going to get into that one. But I do got a question that I wanted to ask on the Weed Files. You kind of touched on it just now a little bit, and that was the Do the Right Thing organization. Where did that originally start at for you?
That originally started in 2017 because I had started kind of making my way through the acting business on a small scale. And, you know, before I knew it, everything kind of dried up. Things were over before I felt they had even got started. And my hairstylist, you know, had said something to me. She's like, that's the problem with you actors. She was just like, you guys think you're all that when you're working, but when you don't have nothing to do, you don't know what to do with yourself. She was like, why don't you go be of service and go do something with yourself? And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I'm like, God, that's got to be God talking through her. And I thought, yeah, I think I'm going to go do something. And that's really where it started.
And next question, what is the next big thing you're planning on doing with Do the Right Thing?
You know what? I think the next big thing is going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. I did that last year, and it seemed to work. I'm going to try it again this year, and if it works, we'll continue doing it. And if it doesn't, you know, we'll try something else.
Well, Zero Smiles is all about the community and the kids and the progress of the future. So if you ever step foot in Miami and South Florida and you need some assistance, don't hesitate to hit us up. We're more than willing to swing by and help out as best we can.
I absolutely will keep you guys in mind.
Gaza Red, and I'm going to tell you more. I speak more about the kids and the future than the current era of what's going on. A lot of us are already older. So we already made those decisions, made those mistakes, and we can't change them. But if we could stop somebody from making that bad decision before it could happen, we could change a lot of people's lives. And it takes a community to do that, and a lot of people in our presence and in our space, that what we do in the world, it'd be the ones to get that initiative started. So I appreciate what you do with Do the Right Thing. I've actually done my homework on it, so that's why I brung it up, because I really was eager to hear what you got coming up next. Just keep doing what you're doing with that, and the community will be behind you a lot more with it.
Definitely. I really couldn't agree more, and I'm so grateful for you, and thank you for all that you're doing and furthering the community. And I just want to say I'm so sorry about what happened on Weed Files, and you got to I would love to come back on if you would have me at some point.
Well, hey, you're more than welcome. You already locked in with us, so you more anytime you want to come through and talk your shit up on the weed thing. Now I can say, you want to talk about it in the Constativa. If you had to pick one,
in the Constativa.
You said what now?
If you had to pick in the Constativa.
If I had to pick indica or sativa, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Probably sativa, but I like hybrid.
Ah. So I'm going to add that to the tally.
You got it too.
I'm sorry. In the couch is the way it needs to be. I'm an indica guy. I'm a big supporter on the indica. I'm probably one of the only people.
No, I'm going with Dre. I like hybrid. I like the in between.
I think I'm one of the only people in the world.
Yes.
I think I'm the only people in the world that could function on an indica on a full day and as if I was smoking sativa. Like, it doesn't make me tired like everybody else say it does. So I guess my tolerance is different from everybody. That's why I'm the number one stoner on For the Record.
That's
my tolerance
right.
Is out the wazoo. So, like, I can sit here and smoke.
That's only because you ain't linked
sober.
Up with her sister yet. I'm going to smoke you under the table, bro.
Red, I'm going to say this live on TV. Put your money where your mouth is. Everybody that tried has failed. We smoke over
it's
here.
It's on the table,
we
bro.
We smoke
it's
over here.
Up,
we smoke over
stuck.
Here. But, yeah, everybody catch me on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, do the math according to y'all on the Weed Files with King Miami. If you want to follow me on Instagram, ZERO_SMILEZ. That's on Instagram, IG, and on Facebook is Donovan the Real Smiles Uchiha. Yes, from Naruto Uchiha. Gang, we out.
Damn hippie, y'all. Crazy ass. Y'all, that is Zero Smiles. Make sure you guys tune in with him. Like he said, on Wednesdays at the Weed Files with him and King Miami, they shows. He just don't know. I'm going to really make him put his money where his mouth is. I'm the only girl on For the Record. Sometimes they be trying to pick on me. I'm finna shut his dad down, though. It's okay. Stay tuned for that challenge between me and Zero Smiles, y'all. It's going down. Going down. Anyway, though, Dre. Back to you. What is the next what do you want to do next? Is there anything that you haven't tapped into that you're looking forward to wanting to? Is there anybody that you would like to work with? Is there any shout-outs you would like to give? Anybody you want to just thank for your, you know, just pushing your career, following you?
You know, I definitely want to thank my family and my friends for always backing me up and sticking by my side. And I think if there's anything I haven't done that I want to tap into is I would love to be a talk show host, maybe like daytime, maybe something along the lines of like a male version of Ellen. Growing up, I loved Oprah. I loved Steve Harvey. I loved Montel. I loved Ricky Lake, you know, Jenny Jones, Sally. So, yeah, I don't know.
They ready for that. They don't remember them shows.
Right, right. I was
they
born in 87, so I'm sorry.
Real talk show host.
I would, you know what? It's a dream I didn't even know I had until a couple years ago, along with like maybe doing stand-up comedy, because I never knew that I was a comedian. I thought I was a serious actor until I went to acting school last year, and my teacher was like, oh no, you are a comedian. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't even realize it. So I'm still finding myself as an artist, and I hope I always grow and continue to really be the best talent I can be.
You know what? I can see that for you. I feel like
Yeah. Sometimes
I'm really like being able to call people's talents. Like, so one of my professions is actually I'm a professional brander. Before I was modeling or doing anything else, like that's my actual career is branding and hearing that from people. So sometimes I can still tap into that. I think that would be a beautiful era for you to go into.
You know, my real
visual expression. I really,
yeah.
Really, shout out to the people who are currently doing shows. If anybody is looking to, maybe, you know, I'd like it. People think that once you get to a certain spot, you can't learn from anybody, but you can. I still like doing undercover internships. If I can learn from you, if I can sit around you, I like being in them types of rooms where I can learn from. So if anybody has a, look, one of them people that you just named, we need to reach out to them for you. We come and talk show host 2024. We're adding that to the resume, Dre. We're going to speak that into existence. And when you get your talk show, you know you got to bring me on air.
Oh, girl, you're going to be EP.
Okay, look, we put it on the book, y'all. We speak stuff into existence.
That's right.
Like we'll have him a talk show by 2025. I'm putting it out there. And
I receive it.
I stay tuned in with you just to make sure that happens.
I receive it wholeheartedly.
That's going to be me and your push. That's going to be my life in. So when I email you or I DM you and I say, I have a talk show coming, baby, I want to get them updates from you. I want to make sure we stay locked in. I want you to know that you have some support from over here and we truly believe in what you're doing. Thank you so much for giving nothing but positive energy, showing that you are, we're proud of people like you. Like, I love people who come on here with good energy. You can tell that their intentions is not only for themselves, but for their family, to make sure that their family is good. I'm glad that you come from a good backup and a good upbringing that shows. So shout out to the family. Shout out to Chi-Town because they be raising them real thorough. You know what guys are saying? They got a little gangster in them underneath us somewhere. I can see it. And you want to know what I really want to tell you? From you having such strong Chi-Town ties, that is where your comedy thing going to come from.
Absolutely.
They have the best comedy club. They have the funniest damn people. That's where all of one of our radio show hosts on here that does the great bar show, Haiti the Great. Definitely one we got to get you tapped in with while you're out there in Chicago. Y'all are both from the same era. So tap in with Haiti. Like, we already got some really good ties with For the Record for some comics out there. They're actually getting ready to put a show where they're collaborating with us here in Minnesota. And I would love to have you be able to come out here one day. So stay tuned in with that. I want to shoot you some information about Chicago in the comedy show. And let me and you stay tuned in with us over the next couple months regarding your talk show and this comedy thing.
That would be incredible. Deal. God bless you, sis.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I want to see you grow even more. super interesting.
Oh,
like,
that means the world to me.
Stalking you all day. So, you give enough stuff to look up to, a look forward to. Like I said, I've been in and out of the entertainment industry and the modeling industry. So watching you do what you do is also inspiration to me. I'm an older model now, and I'm a plus-size model. So I come from an era where plus-size modeling was not the same. Now you know it's switched. Nowadays, they're looking for people like me. Now they want to, now they'll take your clothes out, buy two scarves, and make it something work that's going to fit. So it's a different era. I've been able to more creatively express myself in my modeling. I get more hired for, like, my colors. I'm like your color block girl. I've done every color wig, every color makeup. I get to cut creases in your eyebrows and your arches together, okay? You got to check out my IG, see how I'm coming. Tuning in with us, Andre, it's been a great, great day with you. Is there anything that, let me ask you this, is there anything that you've learned now tapping into the mainstream world that you wish somebody would have gave you the insides on prior to you getting there? They would have just gave you a little bit of prepared.
Wow, that's an awesome question. No one's ever asked me that before. You know, going into this business, I was very naive, and I had zero experience and zero money. I had no one that I had known come before me and try to break into the entertainment business and make it. So I was really learning as I was going, and I was making, you know, making mistakes and learning from them on the spot. But, you know, really when I look back on it, I really think everything was meant to be. I wouldn't change anything about my experience. I think the answer, the way I could answer your question would be, if me right now as a 36-year-old man could look at a 26-year-old me or an 18-year-old me or a 15 or a 10-year-old me, I would say, slow down, relax, because it's all going to happen in its own time.
Very much so. Very much so. Take time to just enjoy life. I like that. We forget the little parts. We forget the little parts. Sometimes when we're chasing that bag, like you said, that's all we see.
100%.
Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all tune in with this man. He's giving you some gems, okay? Take the time to smell the roses. Don't forget to get your bag. That's how that's supposed to go. The end goal is always to make sure that we are building generational wealth and that we are doing things a little bit better than those who before us, because remember, that's why they were doing what they were doing. That's why we are doing what we are doing, so the tomorrows can make sure that they're living a little bit better than we are now. Dre, I appreciate you so much for tuning in with us today over at For the Record Radio. Your energy has been great. Your personality is super dope and positive, so just know you made you a lifelong friend. We will be staying tuned in, because yes, I got to come and rip that runway on your talk show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. Yes, we are.
If you book your comedy show, I'm coming. Just know that.
I know that's right.
Let me know. All you got to do is let me know when we get the first one booked, and I'm flying out. I'm coming to meet you face to face.
That's automatic.
It's a date. Okay. You was going to say, it's a day. I have to feel it rather good when I dress up, okay? Matter of
yes.
fact, if you got a few minutes when we get done here on the station, if you could hop on Instagram with me just so your fans could see you live for about 4 or 5 minutes, just shout them out, see if anybody got any live questions just to follow up, and I can hop on there with you. Just to thank everybody for watching and tuning in with us. I want to make sure everybody at For the Record gets a chance to follow you on Instagram. Can you shout out your social media platforms actually for me?
Of course. You guys can find me on all the social networking sites. It's really easy. It's just my name, Andre Bellos, one word, AndreBellos. And you can check me out on my brand new website where I do my own personal updates. And it's just www.andrebellos.com. And all my social networking sites are also listed on the website. It's kind of a one-stop shop to everything Andre Bellos. And once again, I'm super grateful, humbled, honored, and blessed to have been a part of tonight's show. And thank you again.
Thank you so much, baby. It's definitely been a pleasure. Remember, you guys over here at For the Record Radio with Independent Artists Matter the Most. Like we said, this season we're going a little mainstream, so we want to make sure you guys are tuning. If you are looking for promotion for your business, or you are just looking for promotion for yourself, if you want to call in and shout out your fellow actor, entrepreneur, your friend, remember, your friend's business is a name brand too, okay? We want you guys to help and support each other. Remember, we are always pushing collaboration over competition here because it doesn't hurt to make sure that you're supporting your fellow man. For the Record Radio, you guys can follow me on Sunday nights at the Red Spotlight where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine. You can also check out Fresh Fridays with Fly Gaza, the great bar show with Haiti the Great, straight out of Chicago. Shout out to Dre and then we got Shottown in the building, y'all. Make sure you guys tune in down in South Florida with King Miami and Zero Smiles over there at the Weed Files. And then, of course, it gets a little different with Uncle Different. Make sure you guys tune in with all of the crazy cast over here for the Record Radio. We got so much going on this season. Make sure you go and tune in with us right after this. We will have all of Dre's links to all of his social medias. I'll drop a couple of pictures if you guys go and look on my story. Remember, at the beginning of this, I told you, yes. He a looker, looker, okay. Make sure y'all going soon in with Dre. Dre, it has been a pleasure, baby. If you wouldn't mind, would you join me on IG for a few minutes? You got a couple?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's go hop on your IG. You guys, I want to take you out with a couple of songs. Give us about 5 minutes. Catch us on Andre Bellos Instagram. 5 minutes, you guys, we'll be over there. Take us out with some music, guys. And Dre, I'll see you in just a few minutes. I'll send you a request once on there, and then I'm sure a couple of the other hosts will hop on there to talk to you guys, too, if you have any questions. Or you just want to see what we look like live. Make sure you go and tune in. I'm in mom mode. Don't forget, like I said earlier this week, my kid's been sick, so I'm chilling. But, you know, I clean up pretty nicely. So go and tune in with us for the Record Radio's own The Beautiful Red. This has been the Red Spotlight. Fly guys are approved. Make sure you guys want to tune in. Dre, I'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Don't leave yet. Wait. Hold on. I was going to let you go, but you got somebody to just hop in and say, I got a new caller. You going to take one more caller with us before we go to IG?
Of course.
Okay. We never want to leave one stone on tour. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Y'all know I'm never going nowhere. If I got callers on the line, even if it's the end of the show, make sure that we ain't going nowhere. Callers, stay tuned in. Sorry, y'all. 929-477-2425. I got to take you all. Caller, who are you and where you calling from?
What's going on, Sexy Red? This is your boy, Black Dude Wonder. I'm calling from 610. That's Southeast PA, Philadelphia, all day. What it do?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
All right. You already know. Shout out to my man Daniel the Boss, a.k.a. Fly Gaza. You already know. Shout out to the whole For the Record crew. You know what I'm saying? I see you there, my homeboy, Mr. Andre the Bellos. I see you out there, homie.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. How you doing?
All right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, man. Hey, do what you got to do, man, and just keep on pushing, man. You know what I mean? There's so much extra negative crap going on out here today. We need all this positive.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that. I'm literally trying my best, trying to turn nothing into something, like trying to turn water into wine and straw into gold. So I need everybody's support. I appreciate everybody's support. And in return, you guys have mine. So I really appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You already know I always got calling and holler at my folks at For the Record. You feel what I'm saying? And I used to, you know what I'm saying, roll with the crew and all that, too. But at the end of the day, you know, you can check me out, Black Dude Wonder, you know what I'm saying, BlaqDudeWNDR on all platforms, you know what I'm saying, check me out, you know what I mean, I got music and all that, and yeah, I'm trying to break into the acting thing too.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You definitely got to hit me up then.
Philly in the building, y'all.
Hey, Red, I'm going to definitely follow you on IG.
You know, I got you, baby. Come and tune in with us. We finna go hop on Dre IG. You can come and talk with us real quick. Matter of fact, I got a question for you before we get out of here, y'all. Mr. Wonder, do you know this song?
Black like Wonder, nigga. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
If you know that song, go ahead and end my show with a big bang, y'all. Make sure you tune in with me, the Red Spotlight, on Sundays, powered by For the Record Radio. I'm finna go live with Dre himself. Make sure you guys tune in at Andre Bellows. Ha, Wonder, I want you to come hop in on us with us so you tune in with us a little bit too. But 5 minutes, y'all. But go ahead and introduce that song, baby. Take us out of there.
Hey, you already know what it is. Black guys will know what it is. It's Black Dude Wonder. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I put out, it's a hit. Let's get it, God.
Black Dude Wonder, nigga. Uh-huh. Yo. Fuck off, Black Dude. Listen, no time for bullshitting, faith go get it. I represent the old school and hardcore niggas. Everyday rugged wear, mode on fifth gear. Fraudulent niggas get no love to fuck over here. Black dude to God, turn off your own switch. That 610 shit, children of the corn, sickle blade, Malachi, bitch. Can't smear me, nigga, y'all some weird street niggas. Cook you in the frying pan, hot grease, nigga. I'm well prepared for battle rap. You don't want a battle rap. Call me Cab Mega Collector. Can you handle that? Watch how you speak. You bird heads is weak. My stress relief is to punch blood out your beak. Strong long arm, silence all alarms. No game played. Pull out that Megatron. Aim shoot steady. My trigger hand heavy. Listen. I'm a whole different nigga, I'm a whole different nigga. I'm here to kill your lame career, fuck you nigga. Beat down beat, my nigga, I'm a creature. Wild for the night, I am him, fuck a future. The phenom, black dime, get this lesson from this teacher. The bad man, community outreacher. Straight knock you out your knees, believe me. Send those clips, hit you with that weezy. I'm a mad lion, but fuck taking it easy. God MC, gorilla nigga, my shadow, the former Sean P. Strong violence, over your body playing the violin. While you stand there dying, I'm smiling. If you violate, you get violated. The whole point, whack niggas like you, don't spit on the mic, right? Get decapitated. 610, bitch.
Station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
It's Polo Shack. You know if I'm on the radio, I'm locked in with Fly Gaza. And this one is approved. And that's for the record. Yaya.
In your face. All over the place.
We're online. 24-7. 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Polo Shack, and this one right here is called Big AQ, featuring Red Stills Infinity. Stay locked in to Mindstar Radio. Nah, I'm lying. That's back then. This one right here is called For the Record Radio, and this Fly Guys approved.
In the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix. With the hottest DJ.
Not reppin' it, product's on steppin' it. This is HQ, fully flexin' it. Shorty on my body and she gettin' all affectionate. On my whole squad, told Shamika that I'm next to it. Came from Astoria, name from Astoria. Why you think my chain say Astoria? HQ, Bloomingdale, drippin' with the Macy. In the booth, cookin' like 40 on HQ. Middle course, he's a playin' dice, so we ballin'. Tournaments where you could catch rings like joy. People call me Polo, I'm the one that make the phone slip. Eight magazines, probably next time on the fourth floor. I be on his bullshit. Will I look like chasing a deal? I'm on my hood shit. Complete. Probably stepping in the girls or drugs. Big horse. was on the benches. Came from Astoria, find me in the trenches.
Came in Astoria, came in Astoria.
Little automatic stills, I let him have it. 2 1/4 address, shorter was my pops, I'm not a bastard. Mr. Make it happen, pull up to the spot and make it active. I relate to fashion, still it gets you dropped like college classes. Hold on, Balenciaga runners, colors like molasses. Party Cardi glasses, chilling in the back, I need the backing. Me and ghetto rapping, flow, I probably join, he always tapping. Yo, flex was cracking, when it come to bars, I've been a maxis. Hold on, never failed to send me cars, it look like taxes. In a different bracket, I don't just drip, I leave splashes. See the global patches, jeans with the rips, you know it's cracking. Got a bad happen, when they see it's lit, I start blasting. Hold on, polo time to make a move. Like we acting, but it's only action. We gon' win for life, we'll leave them scratching. The boy that man is always mind your business, money stacking. And the boy that has me, they'll make you lose it before you have it.
Came in Astoria, hanging.